Can life insurance offer my heirs capital security? Life insurance has provided families with basic financial security for well over 100 years. For example, a healthy non-smoking 40-year-old male can purchase up to $500,000 worth of insurance for approximately $50 per month. That life insurance policy would pay out a death benefit the equivalent of up to 10,000 times the amount of one monthly premium payment. In this case, the $500,000 could provide necessities such as groceries, shelter, home repairs, means of transportation, and education for dependents. In this sense, the value of life insurance is tangible. Contrasted against the assets and services such a large death benefit can purchase, we realize how small the premium cost really is. When does life insurance begin covering my family's financial risk? Even if death occurs one day after the initial premium payment, the full benefit is payable tax-free, thus instantly creating new capital, sometimes far exceeding the insured individual's net worth. Most accountants and financial advisors agree that life insurance is foundational for families with dependents to build financial security. An immediate foundation of financial security. In addition to savings, life insurance is designed to immediately provide the capital necessary to create ongoing investment income for dependents after income taxes and other liabilities are paid. When you are not financially independent, life insurance can make up the shortfall when investment assets have not yet grown to the extent that your net worth enables you or your heirs to live in total financial independence. When your health is not the best, many people who are not in perfect health are surprised to find that they can also purchase life insurance to ensure their financial security. Note: life insurance premiums vary according to the policy type. In some cases, paying a little more premium offers enhanced benefit. Be aware that tax deferral strategies may change due to legislation. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.